there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Fired up today. Bob Costa is going to stop by. Former NFL Pro Bowl defensive end Marcellus Wiley. We'll talk about what's going on with quarterbacks and sacks, or as I like to call them, hugs. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning. Good morning to those on chat row. Also, those watching on our streaming partner, Peacock. Thank you. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio. We have the kind of sale going on a couple of days after Fritzy's birthday, so 50% off. With some items there at danpatrick.com. So it's not a full-blown sale.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's just kind of a sale.
It's just on his Limerick greeting cards. It's the only thing that's on sale.
Oh.
And it's like 50% off, I think.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I do love the Limerick greeting cards. You have greeting cards for all occasions, don't you?
Yeah, birthdays, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Hanukkah, Christmas, all kinds of goodies.
Okay.
Half off.
Yeah.
On my birthday week. Well, not my birthday week.
No.
Paulie gets the birthday week.
Yeah. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This program brought to you by the great folks at Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And as we strive to reach our financial goals, you can't afford to make mistakes or go alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Play of the day. Poll question, and of course, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Phillies, Astros, Yankees, Dodgers win. Astros in dramatic fashion. Phillies hold on. The Yankees survive, and the Dodgers look good early. Phillies at the Braves, Padres at the Dodgers. That's on the agenda. Draymond Green gets fined, but no suspension. The NFL quiet on Devontae Adams and any forthcoming punishment there, whether it be a suspension or a fine. Seton, poll question today.
We can start right there, Dan. Draymond Green's air quotes punishment was fair or non-existent.
All right. We'll get into that coming up in a moment. Do you have a baseball one today?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Watching the Astros win in walk-off fashion last night made you feel good or yucky?
Oh, yucky.
Yucky. Yucky is the word I'm using. Okay. Yucky.
I'm not rooting against the Astros, but I'm rooting for the Mariners. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Perfect sense.
Yeah, because I, you know, if the Astros are a great team, did they cheat? Yes, they did. They paid the price for it, and I think it's still they wear the scarlet letter.
Yeah, they don't actually wear it.
No, 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 no.
I've never seen anyone.
No, if they did, it might have a like a wire attached to it or something.
Hey.
Or they're, what?
Hey,
what
a, come
like
on.
A, like a buzzer or something. No, I think they have as much as you could possibly label them cheaters. And I don't know if people hate them now. You might root against them, but there was vitriol a couple of years ago. And then with the pandemic, people didn't get a chance to air out their grievances or anger. But watching them, that's still a good team, man. I did not know this. Did you know that something happened in that game that I don't think it's ever happened in the history of baseball? So the Astros have this great come-from-behind win against the Mariners. The last four batters to face Justin Verlander hit in order a home run, a triple, a double, and a single. That's the first team to hit a reverse cycle in baseball's Whoa. Postseason history.
Whoa. Stat of That's the crazy. Day,
stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
Yeah.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I had never heard of a reverse cycle, and we had one last night. Who knew? Who knew?
That is so weird.
Yeah, a reverse cycle. Yeah, Paul.
Reverse cycle would be like watching Barry Bonds' career from the finish to the start. Like
oh.
If you went from San Francisco back to...
Reverse cycling reverse on cycle. And off.
Hey, yeah. Too soon.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Apologies.
Yeah, okay.
But if you have no dog in the fight, you have to root for the Mariners, right?
I think so. It's been a long, over 20 years since they've been in the postseason. A sneaky, fun team. And a young team, young nucleus there, and maybe they got something going on. But it's hard to root for the Astros, but I think it's easy to root for the Mariners. It's hard to root for the Phillies. It's hard to root for the Yankees and the Dodgers for that, or the Braves for that matter. So if you're looking for, hey, here's that underdog story, it would be the Mariners. I think you watch the Phillies and you go, oh, yeah, Bryce Harper's still there. Had three hits last night. But, can you root for the Padres? I mean, they're not a small market team. They spent money. But watching them against the Dodgers, who did spend a lot of money there. Yeah, Paulie.
Why does Bryce Harper of the Phillies, which I shockingly have to say, feel like a much less famous player than he used to be? He's still got good numbers, just not superstar numbers. Is that it? Or is it because he's in with the Phillies?
Well, that's a big market.
Yeah.
But what's he done where you go, oh, my God. And that's, you need those moments, I think, where you go, oh, my God, did you see that? How many of those moments do you have? I mean, Mike Trout, how many, oh, my God, did you see that? I think he had a run this year. What, he homer in seven consecutive games? But You got guys who did things, and Harper's coming off an MVP season, but it just doesn't feel like, all right, like we've seen it with Bryce Harper. Now there's nothing new that happens where you go, man, incredible, and he's got those numbers that you probably just plug in. Plus, at the time when he signed his contract, I thought, that's going to be a bargain eventually, and it will be. Bryce Harper will be a bargain. Like Patrick Mahomes. He'll be a bargain for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, Seton.
Does he feel like an old 29?
Yeah, he does. Feels
right?
Like he's like 34.
Yeah.
But he's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he's 16, so he's been famous for, 12 years. Mm. And he did live up to the hype. Like, when you think about it, being on the cover, Sports Illustrated, two-time MVP?
He lived up to the hype-ish.
I think he lived up to the hype. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, whoa.
You don't think Bryce Harper is going to be a Hall of Famer?
His career averages, an average season for Bryce Harper, a normal season, he hits .280 with 33 homers.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Should he be a Hall of Famer?
Well, I don't vote on it. And I'm far more lenient getting people into the Hall of Fame.
He's had more average years than great years.
That's called longevity, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah. Well, as long as he doesn't have any cloud of controversy attached to him, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Yes, he.
Well, how many two-time MVPs? Maybe it's more common than I think that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe we could get that information. Yes, Marv.
I know one for sure, Juan Gonzalez.
Yeah, but Juan had a guilt by association with the players that he played with.
You guys said two-time MVPs.
You're right, but Bryce Harper doesn't have any, you know, cloud of controversy attached to him. Yeah, Paul?
I just look at Bryce Harper. He'll have an MVP season. Then he'll hit 243 with 24 homers.
Yeah.
And he'll hit 260 with 30 homers. He has a bunch of average seasons and about four really good seasons. It's a mishmash from year to year.
Well, maybe we can ask Bob Costas, who was on the call for the Yankees game last night. He'll join us coming up next hour.
He's back.
Yes. Yes, he is. You know, when Bob shows up in an event, and I was fortunate to work with him at NBC, whether the Olympics or Football Night in America, when Bob shows up, it gives some gravitas. It's a bigger event because Bob is there. And hearing him call baseball last night was great. In case you're wondering, first game of the divisional round always brings some overreactions. But when you look at it, the overreactions make sense. Historically, teams that take game one in the best of five series have gone on to win the matchup 71% of the time. So history is not on the side of those who lost yesterday. But, you know, you got to keep in mind the Braves, defending champs. Mariners came into October as one of the hotter teams. Guardians got a talented roster, good pitching staff, great manager. And the Padres do have a lot of star power there. So no matter how well these teams did during the regular season, history is not on their side when it comes to the National League Divisional Series. But it's hard to count any of them out, even though the teams that win game one historically have gone on to win 71% of the time. Yes, Marv?
Sorry, to go back to your MVP discussion.
Yeah.
There are tons. Roger Maris also.
Two-time? Okay.
Two-time Hall of Famer, not in.
Okay.
But there are just tons of just guys who had just one great year. Terry Pendleton got an MVP award.
No, I'm talking about two MVPs.
Okay, then it's just Juan Gonzalez and Roger Maris.
That's it. So it is he a better player than Roger Maris? Yes. Juan Gonzalez, you know, has an asterisk by his stats. So Bryce Harper is kind of standing alone there with two-time MVP, and he's not even 30. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Yes, Todd?
Do we get caught up also in, like, you have a unique look and the facial hair and the headband and things like that? Do we sometimes get caught up in sports with someone that kind of stands out because of their look beyond their numbers?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes, Seton.
And it is the, like, not to take it too literally, but the Hall of Fame, right? And he was
famous.
Just earlier this morning, we were talking about how he's the face of baseball for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Famous. The Hall of Famous.
The star power.
Yeah, he's got that. Let's see, what else did I have? Up until yesterday, the Astros 0-48 in their postseason history when trailing by more than one run after eight innings. It was pretty dramatic. And, of course, front runner, Fritzy, has got his Astros gear on today. Yeah. Fritzy had tune in to the Astros to find out who's on the team.
I had to, yeah. I was like, oh, that guy, where's Dickie Thon? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Mid-80s reference, great.
Yeah, great. Once again, a mid-80s.
Yeah. Did this turn into a Syracuse presser?
I don't know where.
Little Jim Boeheim.
Where's Glenn Davis?
That's after a win. After a good Syracuse win.
But can you imagine when Jim Boeheim goes out with his now wife and they're on a date and they, you know, they start talking and then she might say something where he disagrees and they're across the table, candlelight dinner going,
chicken parmesan again.
I think this wine is really great.
Mr. Boeheim, would you like to hear the specials?
That's got to be tough for the waiter to sit through that.
Malbec.
How was it? How was it?
Escargot. What is it? How did we get there? That's great.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's for some reason, you started doing that when Todd was talking about the Astros.
Oh,
and you were
okay.
going, it sounded like Jim Boeheim.
Is that where his girlfriend goes, oh, my gosh, he's a great conversationalist. Really? Yeah, but he does have this weird tick where he goes.
He just constantly looks disinterested. But
I love you, Jim.
I'm not quite there yet.
And it could be any topic. Coach, your thoughts on Eric Diefendorf?
Will you marry me?
Yes, Marv.
Excuse me, Jim. How do you think Scoop Jardine played today?
Nice pull.
Okay. Yeah. Just doesn't seem like Jim Boeheim ever gets truly excited.
How many years has Jerry McNamara been here?
I never ask. I don't know. How about we take a break here, settle on our poll question, and Steve Kerr speaks about Draymond Green, and he got fined, not suspended, but we'll talk about that coming up. And your phone call is always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Bob Costas in an hour from now. And the return of our good buddy Marcellus Wiley will join us as well. Baseball today, Phillies, Braves, Padres at the Dodgers. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover, got a message from Discover. See, it's not just, hey, here's a credit card. There's so many other things that Discover does. Great to be in business, be partners with them. The latest innovation, online privacy protection. So they will regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that sell your data, and they do it for free. You can activate it in the Discover app. Discover.com/online privacy protection. Discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+, in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Yes, we forgot Dale Murphy. Back-to-back MVPs, not a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I'm just wondering that it feels like Bryce Harper is going to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. Paulie has a quick game here for me. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to pick one to go to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
First 11 seasons in the
first
bigs.
11.
Okay. Player one, two MVPs on two different teams, so one on each.
Mm.
Seven-time All-Star. Mm-hmm. Seasons with 35 or more homers thrice. In the top 10 for MVP voting twice.
It sounds like Bryce Harper.
That's Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Player two, two MVPs on the same team, and he did it back-to-back.
That'd be Dale Murphy.
Seven-time All-Star, same as Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Same MVPs. Seasons with 35 or more homers, five to Bryce Harper's three.
Mm-hmm.
In top 10 for the MVP voting five times to Bryce Harper's twice. That's Dale Murphy.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about him.
They did. Murph was right on the edge, I think. What did he end up with, 398 home runs?
Yes.
Yeah. I think having 400, as strange as that may sound, like having that rounded off number sounds more impressive, even though it's only two more home runs. Murph was close, and he started as a catcher and then became a very good center fielder. And he played for the Braves. They were America's team. You could see them all the time. But you didn't see Murph in the postseason. That's part of the problem as well. Bryce Harper has done it now on the big stage, and he's also won two World Series titles. That's important as well, being the leader of two teams that won the World Series. Yes, Paul?
You know what's unfair to a guy like Dale Murphy, the Braves? From 80 to 87, he was considered one of the best players in baseball, one of the guys you don't want to face.
Yeah.
Like that Mike Schmidt-type guy.
Yeah.
But from, you know, the last 7 years of his career, he was pedestrian.
Yeah.
But guys like Griffey go to the Hall of Fame. Other guys will go to the Hall of Fame where their second half of their career wasn't that good. If he would have gotten injured, we'd give him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe. But Griffey's numbers were bigger. He did it in a more flamboyant way, dramatic way. Now, he didn't have postseason success either. But, you know, Junior's numbers are a lot better than Murph. And Murph didn't say much. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met in sports. And then he went to the Phillies and then kind of faded off after that. I'm surprised. Griffey had one MVP?
Correct, yeah. At age 27, he had one MVP.
Okay.
He finished top five four times.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll ask Costas if he thinks Bryce Harper is headed toward. These guys don't like to make those statements where they go, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. They don't like to do what I just did. But two MVPs. These are the guys who aren't in the Hall of Fame. So Roger Maris had two. Dale Murphy had two. Bonds had seven. A-Rod, three. Juan Gonzalez, two. Albert Pujols, three MVPs. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Trout's going to the Hall of Fame with three. Miguel Cabrera going to the Hall of Fame with two, and then there's Bryce Harper. So it's pretty good company there for him. And, you know, you got the steroid issue with Bonds, Juan Gon, and A-Rod. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Luke.
Hey, I wanted to have a short conversation. I've been wanting to have this for a while because I know you talk a lot about the Astros. So I'm a grad student, and so I always think in questions and a thesis. So a question that I have, and then a thesis why, is why did the Astros have, like, sole possession of the cheating moniker when the Red Sox won a World Series 1 year after doing the same thing with a manager from the Astros? It's always kind of confused me. I mean,
I think it's usually they're the face of it. They were the first. And you're right. The Red Sox, I thought, got out of this pretty much unscathed. But the Astros are they're the face of this. And they did it in such a dramatic, flamboyant, in-your-face way. So we have the audio of them banging garbage cans. You know, the Red Sox were cheating, but were they cheating with their Apple Watches? Were they cheating with, you know, surveillance cameras? Like, we're not quite sure. I'm not even quite sure. But, you know, the Astros, it's like, oh, that's the team that bangs the drum slowly here. Yeah, Seton.
That's kind of the way that we look at things, though. Like, the Yankees are the poster organization of overspending. And it's like, hey, they spent $1 billion and only have two rings. You know who spent, like, the third most money over that 30 years? The Cubs. And they did nothing. Right. Absolutely nothing. They had the, like, third highest payroll in baseball, and they were terrible for years and years and years and years and years.
Yes, Paulie.
Like we always says, if you cheat too well and get caught, that's where you get in trouble. The Astros, if you believe they started cheating in 17, and according to the report, it's 17 to 19. Those three-year window is when they were really doing it, according to the report.
Mm-hmm.
They went from a team that was in third place that won 84 games to winning 101, 103, and 107 games.
Yeah.
They were very, very good for that three-year run, and they were enhanced.
Yeah, see, that's part of the problem. Like, if Bonds just stopped at, like, 64 home runs, or 55 or something like that, then I don't know if we would have that, you know, he broke the record. Now we want to go after you. And he broke Hank Aaron's record. He broke McGuire's record. That guy's the biggest cheater. Yeah, Seton.
It's like all those intentional walks were actually doing him a favor because he would have had 152 home runs.
Yeah, Paul.
It's like the sprinter Ben Johnson of Canada. When you smoke Carl Lewis at the Olympics by a lot in a short race, then everyone's like, what's going on here? You did it too well.
Well, also, when your eyes are yellow from jaundice, like the urine is backing up in your system, that's also, you know, when you start to look like the Terminator. He did it too well. One of my favorite stories that we've been covering, the Draymond Green Jordan Poole incident here. And now I guess it's all done. That they're going to fine Draymond Green. I don't know how much, but he's not going to be suspended. He'll be there for opening night against the Lakers. He'll be there ring ceremony. But Steve Kerr had a press conference and he explained why Draymond was not suspended for the punch that dropped Jordan Poole.
You know, every situation is totally different. We don't look at everything in a vacuum and say, all right, well, now we did that here, we got to do that there. We would hope that we've developed enough equity, you know, with the experience we have with our fan base, with the people watching over the last decade, that people can trust us, that we've really put a lot of thought into this decision. And as I said, we feel like this is the best way for us to move forward.
Okay, I don't know what the big decision was. You send him home and you find him. I would have Draymond write a check to Jordan Poole and say, hey, I got fined $100,000. Here you go. But here's Steve Kerr on just how big this issue was with Draymond Green, Jordan Poole.
You know, we've got a lot of continuity on this team, so Bob and I know our players extremely well. We feel like this is the best way, after assessing everything, for us to move forward. It's never easy, no matter what decision you make in a situation like this. It's not going to be perfect. This is the biggest crisis that we've ever had since I've been coach here. It's really serious stuff.
Okay. Draymond got suspended for an incident with Kevin Durant when they were teammates. Gets fined in a situation like this. So, you know, I guess because it happened during a game that Draymond and Kevin Durant had a moment there and then they suspended him. But, you know, should he be suspended? Does the NBA get involved in this? And the answer is no. You know, do you sit him down for a game? Does he miss the ring ceremony? Is Jordan Poole okay with this? He has to be okay with this? What happens when those two start to jaw next time? Or Draymond gets into it with another teammate? Do you then worry because is he going to drop him? And Kenny Smith, who works on TNT, he said, oh, this happens all the time. All right. Can I get video? Can you tell me? Who sucker punched somebody in practice? I know this happened with Michael Jordan and Steve Kerr. Famously happened. But that's 40 years ago. So it happens all the time. Okay. I'd like to hear from guys who have been punched, knocked out, knocked down. You have skirmishes. And if Kenny means, oh, you have skirmishes, of course you do. But look at the video and tell me how many times that's happened in a practice with NBA teams. Do you have fights? Yes. But a lot of times a fight never gets to a real fight. It comes close. Or you're pushing, you're shoving. Jordan Poole pushed Draymond Green. If Draymond pushed him back and that's it, then that's a skirmish. That's not, oh, this happens all the time. But it felt like that's what happened until the video came out. Then all of a sudden, everybody, you know, found religion. Like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing I've ever. We got to suspend. We're going to find, he needs to find, he's got to find some inner peace here. He needs to, you know, talk to somebody. Draymond Green is not changing. And the reason why this is what it is now is because Draymond is still a valuable member of that team. 2 years from now, if he pulls this nonsense, maybe he's not as valuable. It's Draymond has helped us win. You heard this from the GM, Bob Myers, who really sounds like an enabler. Hey, you know, he crosses line, but he always comes back. Hey, we need him to win. Wow. That doesn't sound like you're really mad at him. We're going to give you a timeout, and then when you come back, we're going to fine you. We don't have to tell anybody. It's like Aaron Donald. That was in a practice, scrimmage, and they don't have to tell you what he got fined there. The NBA is not involved in this. So I guess it just goes away. Nothing to see. This is really a very difficult time for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, Draymond reminds me of Billy Walsh in Entourage, where he's always starting with E, and Vincent Chase is like, E, you have to keep a cool head. What about him? He started with me. It's like, you know how he is. That's what it sounds like. Oh, you know how he is.
Well, deep reference by Marv there. Yes, Paul.
I looked at it. It's interesting that there's no court, really, for incidents that happened during practice with a team. I looked up the NBA rule book. If you throw a punch at a player during an NBA game, even if you don't connect, you get one game and a $50,000 fine. That's the starting point. If you connect with a punch, it's 1 to 5 games, and the commissioner decides how much it's going to cost you in addition to losing the salary from those 5 games.
Yeah. So I guess it's all done. Yeah, Seton.
It's amazing how the most severe and serious crisis the team has ever faced can just be wrapped up by tomorrow.
Somehow we'll move on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most serious crisis we've ever faced as an organization, but he'll be back tomorrow with some type of a fine.
Oh, this is going to affect us for, I don't know, 72 hours or something.
I mean, we're really getting to the bottom of this, especially who leaked that video. That's probably the crisis I'm referring to and not really the punch.
That's another thing. You know, that became more of a crisis, I think. Who leaked that video? Not Jordan. Hey, can somebody help out Jordan Poole? He's still down. Who leaked that video? We're going to find out. That seemed to be a bigger controversy than Draymond punching his own teammate. John in California. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. It's been a while since I called in, but I'm an insider. I've retired, and I work for the Santa Cruz Warriors, the G League affiliate. I work for the San Jose Giants, and we're always got rumors about different things. And what I've heard from an insider with the Golden State Warriors is that it was an intern, but from a different group, not from the Warriors.
Okay.
And Steve talks about equity. I would be willing to bet that the intern's going to be fired, not just given a small suspension Draymond is being.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
That intern's learning a valuable lesson about worth.
Yes.
And value.
You are worthless. Draymond is still worth a whole lot to this organization.
Accurate.
Yeah. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. Good to have you back.
What up, though? One time for chat row. Listen, thank you guys for Tuesday. Was having a boring day until Jenita hit the scene. My goodness, you guys are truly, truly funny. Listen, you turn red, Dan, and usually when you turn red, it's over with. Seton had your backs. Listen, my question to you is this. What's going to be harder for Jordan Poole to do? Reconciliate with Draymond internally or externally? Because he's one of those guys that talks trash to everybody. Yeah. Now, if I'm a basketball player and I'm talking trash, you know arenas are going to let them hear it. People on the court are going to let them hear it. I mean, and now they don't suspend them. So, dang, man, you get socked in the mouth and they don't even suspend them. They just tell them to come on back. That's what they love. That's how much they love you. And it's going to be a problem. It really is, especially for somebody who gives it out all the time.
And Jordan Poole loves to talk. He does. And Draymond loves to talk as well. And then all of a sudden it becomes a little more personal. Like there's something that's said, and then you're like, oh, you're going there, man. And then now you got to return serve. And now it's on. Yeah, Steve.
Are we really expecting that Draymond all of a sudden is going to be like more thoughtful and conscious of the words he uses?
You know, probably for a couple of days.
When he gets to practice, he'll be like, hey, guys, all right, come on, let's go. Good job, everybody. Let's work
hey,
hard, okay?
Hey, Jordan, nice move.
Come on, guys, family on three. Ready? One, two, three,
family.
Yeah. Right? We're 2 weeks to 2 months away from him being like, that's right, dude, and I'll do it again.
Wow. Yeah, I suppose.
And same for the other side. Getting punched in the face never goes away. It simmers. You get punched in the face. You're like, okay. You bide your time. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're scoring 23 a game and Draymond's scoring 8. And another thing happens and the other guy's expendable and you're an all-star and you're 25. And then you're like, okay, because you never forget getting punched in the face by someone.
Yeah, they're headed in other opposite directions on the escalator as far as talent goes. You know, Draymond is kind of tapping out at a certain level here. And, he's already made inroads in being the new media and, maybe taking over for somebody at TNT. Yes, Eden.
What's going to happen when, say, some random Friday Jordan Poole decides, how about I knock you out? And, all right, see you next Thursday.
You get the same fine, and then you're back after.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's $25,000. I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
If you're Jordan Poole, you prepay it. You're like, you know what? I'm going to put my check in now.
Yeah, like coach.
Does he have PayPal?
Yeah. Venmo you.
Venmo you, but I'm going to drop you later in the season. Just want to get ahead of the game financially.
More phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. Bob Costas joining us next hour. We come back. We got our play of the day after this. Getting things done takes energy, and sometimes we just don't have it. That reserve tank, and you go, wait, there's nothing in there. That's why I take M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels, and the drive to get things done. And if you're willing to put in a little work, M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And if you're like me, you want to feel good, keep going, and accomplish more. Try M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys. You can find it at mdrivedan.com, or you can find it at Walgreens Rite Aid Vitamin Shop, all the top-selling M-Drive products. And just for my listeners, you want to try it for 2 weeks? You can. $5. $50. Get started by texting Dan to 55000, 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55000 and get your first order of M-Drive for just $5. Go to mdrivedan.com or Walgreens Rite Aid Vitamin Shop. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
The 0-1. And Alvarez belts it deep to right field. Houston, goodbye. Unbelievable. The Astros, a walk-off win. Yordan Alvarez, a walk-off three-run homer. And the Astros stun the Mariners in game one of the division series.
That's courtesy of Astros Radio Network. Astros, prior to that home run, 0 for 48 in their postseason history when trailing by more than one run after eight innings. The first walk-off home run in postseason history with a team trailing by multiple runs. Just the second walk-off home run in postseason history with a team down to its final out. That's the key part of that phrase, down to its final out. Kurt Gibson, Game 1, 1988 World Series. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you, and I know people are going, well, Bill Mazeroski or Joe Carter. Apparently they weren't down to their last out. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms could apply. I'm being asked, what would I do if in a post-show or pre-show meeting, two Danettes were jawing with one another and one punched the other one? I don't know if we've ever come close to that, Paulie.
One that stands out to me that was close during a show, McLovin like threw something at Seton when he's coming out of the box or something like that, and Seton got mad, rightfully so, and I thought something could happen.
Hmm.
I'm vague on the details.
Okay. I don't remember anything where it got really heated.
And then there was another one when we were in, I think we were in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And McLovin hit Seton in the groin when we were getting in our outfits for the Sausage Fest. And I thought it could happen.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that when he hit me in the groin. That's true.
Was it like a cup check?
Yeah, he cup checked me while I was putting my sausage costume on.
He hit you in the sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's right. No, I don't think anything's ever really become serious like that.
I think we've gotten mad at each other. But Todd, do you remember a time when you were going to punch somebody or you thought you were going to be punched?
Never that. I just remember what Poyet said. I think that McLovin like threw a volleyball at Seton when he was coming out of the box. Something. That's the only thing that came to mind.
And I'm pretty sure that I just asked him specifically not to do it or something like that. Like, it wasn't a complete surprise. It was like, don't do that to me.
I was also asked, well, if Todd wears that Astros uniform and one of the Danettes punched him, I think your listeners and viewers would be okay with it. There would be no fine or no suspension.
Wow.
Yeah. Paulie, your mic is on the fritz there. Yeah, there's some static there. So,
yes. Finally.
Wow.
Finally.
Wow.
Paul's mic.
Wow.
I played a little with the wires during
Did
the
you?
Commercial. I may have kind of clicked.
Okay, so when's the last time you were actually close to punching somebody? Like you thought about, like, I might knock this dude out. Well, I'm just throwing it out to the room, except for Paul.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate because I feel like of anybody here, he might be the most likely to have thought about punching somebody.
Or get punched.
Yeah. There's someone at the, Oyster Fest or something that he's like, I'm going to knock this dude out.
Paulie's had a couple of incidents here.
A bunch.
Yeah, that there have been a couple of run-ins here with where their words were exchanged with, not us, just other citizens.
Yeah, I would say
Paulie's kind of punchable.
I'm kind of punchable and I'm kind of punchy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If someone flips you off in traffic, a lot of people think there's no consequences to that.
Yeah.
And let's say someone flips me off for something I didn't do and we happen to park in the same parking lot. Words get exchanged. And some people don't think anything's going to happen.
I'm a big middle finger guy when I'm driving.
Well,
admit.
I like that. Wasn't there a guy who flipped you off where he just raised his middle finger off the steering wheel.
Yeah, because he was with his, like, wife and kids.
Yeah. Like, he's mad.
Yeah, I went around, like, one of these, like, big lumbering SUVs that, yeah, like, won't get out of the left-hand lane, and some family is on their way to vacation for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I just went around the dude, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and I just happened to catch in my rearview mirror the guy has both hands at like 10 and 2. And the one that was, say, at 10, I just went, all of a sudden I noticed his middle finger rise slowly, but this, so his wife couldn't see him.
Ah, I love that.
AKA the stealth bird.
I love that.
But it does happen where there have been many, many times that I'll be driving and somebody will drive by me and flip me off or something, and I have absolutely no idea why. That I have no clue why.
Yeah, that happened to me one time that I was on the receiving end of road rage, and I just, this guy was flashing his brights at me and right on my bumper, and I'm going, does he need to get someplace? So I pulled over the side of the road. He pulls over there with me, and he goes, "Hey, I'm tired of you guys driving crazy." I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You just drove crazy to tell me you're tired of guys like me driving crazy?"
Yeah, that's right.
And he got up to my window, and I took a picture of him. I just pulled out my camera, or my phone. I took a picture of him, and I said, "Get back in your car, all right? You're too old to do this." And then he MF'd me and then walked back. And as I'm getting ready to pull out, he flashed his lights again and then gave me the finger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, okay.
That's the best.
I said, "What did I do?" He goes, "That light was red." I said, "No, it was yellow." "No, I'm tired of you guys." But I'm like, all right, you know. And then I always check to see, do you have a weapon on you? Like, that was my first thought.
Do you pat him down? Do you actually pat the person down?
No, but I eyed him, you know, up and down. Yes, Todd.
Now, why did you pull over? Can't you just let him go by?
Well, no, I didn't know. I pulled over so he could go by because I didn't know if there was an emergency.
I think at the moment, if he pulled over too, I would probably just go on my merry way. This guy's crazy. He's pulling
He was going to follow me until he had his you know, chance to give me his opinion.
That's my biggest concern. Like, you don't know what crazy person you're dealing with a weapon or something like that. You
yeah, but just I let didn't them have know that he was going to pull over and come up to my window. I thought he's flashing me because he needs to get in front of me. He needed to move around. So I thought, okay, let me pull over. And then he pulls over, and I had no idea what I did wrong.
He thought you were ready to start throwing.
Yeah, like, start all throwing right, fists. Let's go.
Gonna throw them hands.
Yeah.
Do you think we're done? Do you think none of the five of us ever get in a fight again? We seem to be past that stage.
I think Seton could.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's had moments.
Soccer related?
You and Seton have had moments
here. You know
what?
Yeah. My wife all the time, if I'm in the car, she's like, "Would you stop? People are crazy. You have no idea what, like, there's stories all the time." And then when we're at soccer games, she always says to me, like, once a month, she's like, "Just don't end up on YouTube, please. Don't end up on YouTube. Being one of those guys."
My wife always says, "Not everybody gets your sense of humor." I go, I know. I walk into a store. I see a guy, and I've seen this guy before. And he brought out some things. He was stacking some things. And I said, working hard or giving the impression you're working hard? And he goes, "You don't think I work hard?" And I go, my wife goes, "See? Not everybody gets your sense of humor." And now I go up to him. I said, "Hey, I'm just joking." And he goes, "All right." He goes, keep up the good work." So it makes it even worse that he knew who I was. And it was a conversation starter. "Hey, working hard," or at least giving the impression. "You don't think I'm working hard?"
She just dropped him. Just ended
no.
It. Yeah, why not?
I don't think so. Not at the salad bar.
You're due.
You know? More phone calls coming up. The great Bob Costas will join us as well. Hope you'll stop by. Hour 2, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one. We always talk about Panini America, and why not? The official trading cards of this program. Also, the official trading cards of the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and coming soon, real soon, World Cup NFTs. They have the NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards there, biggest stars, hottest rookies, the all-time greats. So you can find them there, and you can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs, the next to drop. They will sell out fast. Go to PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. So PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.